This week's parasha, Parashas Toldos. The Torah says, "Vayigdalu haneorim, v'Esav ish yodeh tzair ish soda, v'Yaakov ish tom yoshev olim." So the twins grow up. Rashi says, "Kol zman shehayu ketanim," when they were little kids, so they all played together and there was no distinction visibly seen. Lo yu nikarim b'maseim. Ein odam medaktik b'hem mativan. They all looked like kids. Kevin shenasu b'nei shalosh esrei, but when they got to age 13, then there was a clear difference. Ze pirish l'botei medrashos, that Yaakov went to the Beis Medrash and Esav went to the Avodah Zarah. So the Medrash Rabbah gives a mashal. You know, the famous thing that we do, the father has a minhag to say Baruch Sheptarani Ma'ancho Sozeh at his son's bar mitzvah. The source of that is the Medrash in this week's Parsha. If you look in the bottom, on page 2, Amar, last line, Amar Lazar Tzarech Adam Litapel Bibno, Achi Yigim Hashana. He has to take care of his son till 13 years. Mikan Ve'elech Tzarech Sheomar Baruch Sheptarani Ma'ancho Sozeh. That's the Medrash. One of my friends made a bar mitzvah this week. He was speaking about this different shittas, whether you say b'shem malchus. You know, the minhag gra, those that follow the gra, they say b'shem malchus. They say regular bracha, b'ducha atah Hashem elkeinu melech ha'olam, sheptarani me'ancho shalzeh. In most shuls, we don't have that minhag, but there is a shita like that, and that's the people who follow the gra shita, they do this. Oh. So the Medrash says, "Vayigdul anorim." Now back on page 2, Rav Levi Omer Mashal Hadas Itzvonis. He gives you a mashal to a hadas. You know what a hadas is? You know, like we take on Sukkot, a hadas, and itzvonis is thorns. These two things, the hadas on page 2, the itzvonis, sheyugdelim ze al gabe ze, and they were. They were growing one next to the other. V'kevin shigdilu v'ifrichu, zeh nosein recho v'zeh chocho. Or it's again the same idea that the hadas, page 2, the hadas and the thorns, what he calls the itzvonis, is like a thorn. They're growing next to each other, and while they're in their initial stages of growth, it's not so nicker the difference. But once they become big trees, then you can see the difference. In other words, the beginning of the tree, these two separate growths, the thorn bush and the hadas bush, it's not so noticeable the difference. But when they mature and they get into a big growth, then one, you can really see the fragrance of the hadas, and then you can really see the thorns of the thorn tree. Kach kol yud, so the same thing by Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov is compared to the hadas, and Esav is compared to the thorn tree. Kach kol yud megil moshana shneim holchim levei sefer. They both go to school. Ushneim boim mi bei sefer, and they both come back from school. While they're little kids, they're all going to, you know, school, they all look the same, everyone. Once they're 13, then you can see the difference. That's the Rashi quote. Zeh hayaholech labote midrashos, fezeh hayaholech labote avodas kochavim. And then the differences become clear. So in the Sefer Talei Oros, he quotes one of the Mashkichim in Panovich, who explains this idea, based on the on a comment from the Vilna Gaon. And the Vilna Gaon has a very interesting comment. And the Vilna Gaon this Vilna Gaon, you have to really understand what he's trying to say, because it's a very powerful idea, and it's not simple what the idea is, but I think it's very striking. And it's based on a pasuk in Mishlei here on page 6. Shimuki Negidim Adaber. Negidim are leaders. So look at the Gemara in Shabbos. There's a very fascinating Gemara in Shabbos. And the Gemara says like this: Amar Rav Hanano bar Papa, Maidech Siv Shimuki Negidim Adaber, Lama Nimshlu Divrei Torah Kenogid. How come the words of Torah are compared to a ruler, meaning a leader? Lomar L'cha Man Nogid Ze Yesh Bo L'Hamis U'L'Hachios, Av Divrei Torah Yesh Bo L'Hamis U'L'Hachios. That just like a leader, a ruler, could cause somebody to die or could cause somebody to live because he's in charge of who's going to get what sentence, so too, Divrei Torah, Yesh Bam Lahamis Ulahachios. Divrei Torah could cause death or can cause life. And what does he say? Hayinu d'omer Rav, L'ma'aymin bo sama d'chayi, L'masmilim bo sama d'mosa. That for some people, L'ma'aymin bo, for some people, the Torah is, Rashi says, they put in all the efforts. You see, I mean, the assumption is that most people are righty, so they always speak about it from the righty perspective. So people put their full kochos in, meaning they put their right in. That means they're full strong. So for them, the Torah is beautiful. And the Torah is going to give you all the refuah you need in life, all the good things. L'masmilim ba, sama demosa. L'masmilim ba, meaning you're not concentrating, then the Torah has a negative. So what the Gemara over here is saying is that sometimes Torah can have a negative effect on somebody, which is a very, you know, hard idea to understand what that means. The Torah could have a negative effect. L'masmilim ba is sama demoisa. You would think the Torah is a positive thing for everybody. So the Gemara says no. L'maiminim ba, those that are getting very involved in it, then it's sama dechaya. L'masmilim ba sama demoisa. So the Vilna Gaon says the following. Take a look on page. Yeah, take a look on page 11. First he quotes this Gemara. And then he says like this. He says the Torah is like rain. The Torah is like rain. So what does that mean? Say here, Vageshem, page 11, second line. Vageshem ba l'chol ha'aretz b'shaveh. In other words, it rains on everything equally. The rain is here. So what's the difference? If you have a field that you plant chita, right? So the rain is going to fall on it, and chita is going to grow from it. You have another field that it's going to plant some poisonous vegetable of some that's poisonous. So when the rain falls on that, the poison is going to grow. So he says like this: a geshem bo l'chol arz b'shava, gam kein osa pulosa b'shava, ach pulosu hi l'fi ha-mekabel. So the difference in the Torah, the difference in the geshem, is what it's falling on. The geshem is the same geshem whether it's here or there, but it's the question is what did it fall on? Makom shezaru achitim, if there's chitim planting over there, as machamoso yitzmuchu sham chitim. So then, chitim will grow out. Makom shazarur sam hamavis. But if it's a sam hamavis that's planted, yatzmir sam hamavis. Achachishom atzmo nikroim lolam tov. The geshem is good. It's just it depends what's it falling on. Is it falling on the chita? If it's falling on chita, then chita is going to grow. If it's falling on sam hamavis, so sam hamavis is going to grow. So the same thing he says by Torah. V'chein hi haTorah habom in hashamayim osa pulos tosmir masha b'libo. Whereas whatever is in your heart, the Torah is going to enhance. But if it's something evil in your heart, then the Torah is what? Going to make that even worse. It's a fascinating idea. He says like this: in belibo tov, if there's goodness in your heart, tagdil yiraso. So then you're going to learn Torah, and that's going to make it even better. Im chas v'sholem belibo pora rosh v'lana. But if something in your heart is corrupt, is evil, or whatever, then the Torah is going to make it worse. So the Torah is going to make it worse. Yikarshal od b'hagoso bo v'yigdil hatina sher b'libo. And he quotes the Gemara. L'maymim bo, for some people, Torah is sama d'chaya. And some people, it's sama d'movis. Because it depends what's in you from the beginning. Now, we have to understand this. Because, in other words, what the Vilna Gaon is saying, and like my friend Rabbi Moshe Shapiro from the library pointed out, he's just really restating the Gemara, that, in other words, we would normally want to say, and we'll, that Torah is good, which it is, but it has a positive effect on everything. And it's always good. It can't hurt. Right? And here, the Vilna Gaon is saying, no, if there's good inside of you, then it'll make it better. You'll be even better. But if the person is corrupt inside, so then the Torah will, it's like the rain raining down on the poisonous plant. Then it's going to make the poisonous plant grow. And that's what the Taliyar says on the Mashkiach of Panovich, that was the same idea of Yaakov and Esav, that they were both learning those 13 years till Bar Mitzvah. But Esav had something of some negativity inside of him that grew and grew and grew till he went to Batei Aveda Zarah. And Yaakov had something pure inside of him that grew and grew and grew towards the formative years, and he became Yaakov. But the idea being that if a person has some type of attitude of corruption inside of him, so learning Torah could make it even worse, because that corruption will grow. In other words, if a person has a pure heart, meaning he wants to do the right thing, he wants to do the mitzvahs, he wants to do the right thing, so the more Torah he gets, it's going to enhance. But sometimes there's a person who really uses the Torah to pervert you know, he wants to use the Torah to show that he's righteous, but he's really not a righteous person. So the more Torah that comes in, then the more the perversion of emes comes about. So it all starts on what's in the lave from the beginning. The same thing by the rain. In other words, Torah is like rain. So if it rains on something good, then more good is going to come. If it rains on something bad, on the Sam Demovis, then more Sam Demovis is going to come. So it's a question of the lave of the person. Of, in other words, what I would call the attitude of the person. So some people, they have an attitude, they want to do the right thing. They're pure, they're good. And you have that throughout all of Yiddishkeit. You know, it's very important to, you know, some people believe, oh, you dress this way, that's good, this way, not. No, you have all types. You can be good and not good. Nothing to do because he has this coat and he has that coat and this hat and that hat, nothing to do with that. It's the Taras Halev. It's the purity of heart, who the person is. No, it doesn't matter what yarmulke, what hat, and what no hat, the yat, yes, no, maybe so. It's all about the Taras Halev. The Taras Halev of the person. And if there's a Taras Halev of the person, that means he wants to do emes. He wants emes. He's looking for emes. He has that attitude. Then you bring the Torah into him, it's going to shine even more and more. But then the person's attitude is he's a swindler. Even though it doesn't matter how he dresses, he can dress like you can look like the most righteous person in the world, but the guy is corrupt inside. He can corrupt inside. So then the Torah that puts in makes it even worse. And that's the idea. That if a person is good, has a Taras Halev, and he wants to do emes, so the more Torah he puts in, the better. But a person doesn't have Taras Halev. He's Pora Rosh Valana. He's a corrupt person. He's not a sheker. He doesn't have emesnik. So then the more Torah you put into him, the worse it gets. Because the Vilna Gaon says, Torah is mine. Torah is like Geshem. So Geshem takes an effect on what it falls on. If it falls on good chitim, it's going to grow chitim. If it falls on Sam HaMovis, then the Sam HaMovis is going to be more. You see, the other Chazal, that's Rabbi Moshe Shapiro from the library pointed out, that you have to understand in light of this Vilna Gaon and this Chazal of Masmilimba, is the Medrash Rabbah in Eicha. There's a famous Medrash Rabbah in Eicha. And this has to be, as Rabbi Moshe Shapiro pointed out, has to be understood how this Medrash Rabbah in Eicha stems with this Chazal and what the Vilna Gaon was talking about, that Ma'aymin Ba is Sama D'Chaya, Masmilin Ba is Sama D'Moisa. So that means, that's a fascinating idea, and that's what the Panovich of Mashkiach is Tali Oris is saying, that Esav had that attitude, that negative attitude of perverting, of being corrupt, and so the Torah that got into him just made that grow more. And that's the worst thing, when you see somebody who's supposed to be a person who's a learned person, and he's not acting properly, and it's corrupt. So the Torah makes it more corrupt. The Torah makes it more corrupt. Ah, what's the Chazal in Eicha, page 13? Says the Gemara, it's Chazal in Eicha, Rav Huna, Rav Yirma, Rav Shem, Rav Chia, Bar Abba, Amri, Ksiv, it says, "Halvai osi azovu v'sarosi shamaru mitoch shayu misaskim ba hamor sheba haya machziran lemutav." That's the famous line. Hamor sheba, the light of the Torah could take somebody and bring him back to good. So, of course, as Rabbi Moshe Shapiro pointed out, and others. How does that stem with what we said before? Because that's mashma, that Hamor Sheba is Machzir Lamutov, that the Torah will take anybody. You take anyone, whoever he is, as bad as he is or whatever he is, but And then the Moshe Ba'or is Machzir Lamutov. So Rabbi Moshe Shapiro from the library thought maybe the difference between the Tzibur and the Yachid, that for the Tzibur it would bring back to good and not the Yachid. I thought the Pshat is, maybe I saw this someplace, that no, in other words, a person could have a lapse and not do some right things. He's not acting, but the heart is still a pure heart. He really knows he's not doing the right thing now, but he's not trying to say that he's doing the right thing. It's like what we said on the Rambam. You know, when Chazal can make a din d'rabbanon, but they have to tell us it's a din d'rabbanon. They can't tell us it's a din d'oraisa, because then it's Baal Tosef. So same thing. A person sometimes does the wrong thing, and he has to realize he's doing the wrong thing. He's not trying to pervert what the emes is. So then you feed him Torah, but the heart is still pure. It's still emistic. And then you put in Torah, Hamor Shaba Machzir Lamutav. But if a person who is just corrupt, he wants to use the Torah as a facade, that this way I look righteous, but I'm really not, and I'm really trying to a swindler, and I'm really trying to pervert halacha, and I'm really trying to steal, but I still, you know, wear the garb that makes me look righteous. So that's that. The more Torah he learns, the worse it is, because that takes the bad and the corruption, and it just makes it grow. It makes it grow, because the more Torah you put into him, so the more he perverts it, and he misrepresents the idea, and the idea being that a person has to have a taras halev. It means we strive to do emes, and there can be different, you know, different shitas of what emes is. It's not only one. No one has the monopoly of emes. One shita is the only emes shita, but everyone has to be striving for emes. But some people, they're not striving for emes; they're striving to pervert based on monetary things, based on things that they're trying to, that you know, whatever, self-serving, and then the Torah that's put in just gets the Samada Mavis to grow more and more. And that's what the Vilna Gaon perhaps is saying. Because again, this Vilna Gaon is like a very striking thing. And the key thing in life is to always be an emes. In other words, if a person makes a mistake, you admit you make a mistake. Everyone makes mistakes. But admit you made a mistake, and then you could go on. But if you want to pervert emes, so then the more that Torah goes in, the more you're going to pervert it and pervert it and pervert it, because you made it, and then it gets worse and worse and worse. A person makes mistakes. We have lapses. We all have lapses. No one's perfect. But it's the honesty. The honesty. The person says, this is what I'm doing. I'm going to be honest. And again, there's not one shita in life. There's one sheet. It's the honesty of the person, the Ptara Salev. That's what he titled it. Vayigdul Hanorim Hashpas HaTorah Kifi Hachonas Salev. Now, I just put in the packet here at the end another thing I wrote in my Sefer. There's a famous vort from Rav Shimshon Rafael Hirsch. That's not really what I wanted to talk about today. But since it's a famous vort, you can read it. You can, in the Rav Shimshon Rafael Hirsch, his famous statement was that the reason why Yaakov and Esav, that the problem was that they had the same chinuch, that they went to the same school. That was the problem. They went in the same shir, and they were both different types of kids, and they needed different education. And if they both would have gotten the education that Esav needed, you know, not everyone has the same, you know, type of learning and the same type of thing, and he would have gotten that, then he could have been good too. I mean, it's a controversial statement, but the Rav Shimshon Rafael Hirsch said it. So, and even though maybe it's controversial to apply it to the Avos and the Yaakov and Esav, Okay, it could be. So, but the idea is definitely a true idea, even if it's not, it shouldn't be applied necessarily to Yaakov and Esav. That different people go, different people need to go to different shiurim, different yeshivas, different things, because their makeup is different and their needs are different. Not everyone should be, you know, not everyone has to be in certain circles. Like if you're not in the learning thing, so then you're not worthless, and then people go off the derech, because and there has to be room for multiple approaches that are legitimate, to some people are going to learn, some people are going to obey him, some people are going to go into business, but the ikar in the end is the taras halev, the honesty, the erlichkeit, and then you have a pure heart, you want to do right, you want forever who you are, and you want to do the right thing, so then the Torah you put in becomes more and more and more, shines through. Hamor shabah machzir lemutav. But if you're corrupt, and you know a person knows he's corrupt and he's just doing it because he needs to do something to beat the system, so to speak, so then the Torah that comes in more and more and more just makes it worse and worse and worse, because the corruption, because it's any corruption, like someone said, in the name of Torah, of perversion of emes, so then it becomes more, it becomes worse and worse and worse, and that's what we have to strive to be. The most important thing is to strive to be anshe emes, and that's what the Vilna Gaon is saying, and the Mashgiach Panovich is applying it, the Sefer Talei Oros, to Yaakov Esav. But this idea that we start off with Taras Halev, then any Torah you put in is going to shine forth. But you start off with not being honest. You want to cheat. You want to steal. You want to pervert the system. So then, whatever you put in makes it worse. So that's the hashpah of the Torah is kefi hachanas halev. Because like the Vilna Gaon says, wherever the water falls, whatever there, that's what's going to grow. If chita is there, then more chitim are going to grow. And if other things are there, other things are going to grow. As well. So Be'ez Hashem, we should all be Zoche, whoever we are, to have that Taras Halev. Different ways. And whatever Taras Halev, we should always have put in more Torah, whatever amount, and then the Torah is going to be Miskadel, and that's Hamor. And even if a person sometimes has a lapse, but Hamor Shabbat is Machzir Lemutov. Mach Ein Kein, the person who's corrupt, the corrupt individual, so then what the Torah is put in is going to be Sama Demavis. But we want that for everyone, it should be a Taras Halev, and then even if a person has perhaps a lapse here and there, the Medrash and Eicha, Hamor Shabbat, Machziro Lemutav.